The wolf on the hill is never as hungry as the wolf climbing the hill.
Lone wolf is a term commonly used by many people. It means that they used to belong to a group, but left to become stronger. By thinking and acting alone, the lone wolf acquires superior cunning, agility, imagination, and skills unknown to members of the pack. The lone wolf is independent of and distances itself from the petty bickerings, expectations, demands, mediocrities, and unfulfilled dreams of other people, groups, or organizations. The lone wolf is often branded as the rebel,
for it is the sovereign lone wolf who stands alone in all of his or her glory. You are listening to Lone Wolf Radio, presented and hosted by Tom Metzger. Tom is now broadcasting from a newly relocated and improved bunker in an undisclosed location with internet access across the globe. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode on Lone Wolf Radio.
Former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, we all know what that is, the KKK, the Black Haters and all that. He now heads his own organization called the White Aryan Resistance. Now, he was on my hot seat show a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the movie Betrayed, which I think is horrifying, but Metzger loves it. He likes it because it shows blacks being hunted down and shot like animals. It promotes the hatred of blacks. It promotes racism, and Metzger wants to use it as a recruitment film for his organization. Metzger stands for separation for blacks. He wants to segregate the blacks in this country from whites. He doesn't want them even living in the same place. He hates blacks. He hates Jews. He is spreading racism in America. He wants to see blacks segregated from whites. I want to see what you think and what you want to say to Tom Metzger. I say racists like Tom Metzger should not even be permitted to live in the United States of America. I'd like to see him deported and thrown out of the country. His organization, the White Aryan Resistance Movement, is promoting segregation, promoting racism, promoting hatred. And I say that this movie that he is trying to hype, called Betrayed, which is now out, is also degrading because it is glamorizing racism, the hatred of blacks in the United States of America. If you'd like to talk to Tom Metzger, Racist Supreme, and ask him questions, make comments. Here are the numbers to call. We have a couple of lines open right now. In the 213 or the 818 area code, it's 520-KLAC. Tom Metzger. Are you there, Metzger?
Hey, Wally, put out that joint. Let's get serious.
Don't get smart with me, you little pervert. Now listen. You were on my hot seat show a couple weeks ago, and you were standing up for this film, Betrayed. And I can understand why, because in this film, it shows blacks being shot down like animals, and you like that kind of thing.
You know, what it really showed was the uptight white workers and farmers beginning a run on the U.S. government that's become so rotten and corrupt in this country.
But
that's the message of the movie.
No, the message of the movie that you like so much is you say that you think most white people in America are like the people in this film Betrayed. You think that the majority of white people in America don't like blacks at all, actually hate them, and would like to shoot them down.
I think most whites in America are closet racists. They feel they have this guilt trip. They feel guilty because they feel these natural feelings that they'd like to be separate.
You say most Americans are racist?
Yes, closet. And a lot of them react against me so badly because they're ashamed of themselves for feeling the way they do. That's what Costa Gravis was trying to say. Tom Berenger should get an Academy Award for this role he played. A great American.
Yeah, sure.
Great American. Robert J. Matthews, who was the real leader of the Silent Brotherhood, Order Bruder Schweigen, that died on Whidbey Island.
Well, I challenge you, and I am sickened to hear you say that you think the majority of white Americans are racist and hate blacks.
I don't say they hate blacks. I say they just want to be separate from them, and I think the average black person knows that.
No.
Well, we're not just on a black bashing thing here. I mean, we can talk about other races as far as that. We're not segregationists. That's you conservatives, you people that used to love them to make money off of.
You want blacks?
Know how much you love them. We just want separation. We don't want to have any power over black people.
Well, how do you separate blacks from whites? How do you do that in the United States of America?
Hey, well, you integrate them. You give the options for people so we can have freedom of choice again. Freedom to have our own white neighborhood. Freedom to have our own white bars and restaurants and so forth. And do it just like, give us freedom of choice.
So you want to go back to the queues, to the days when there are restaurants that say whites only, and you want to go back to the days where you have the blacks sitting on the back of the bus.
I think we should have restaurants that say black only too. I mean, black people should be able to do their own thing in a hell with whiting. That's my position.
So you want to do that? You want to go way back to the days of where the blacks cannot use the same restrooms as the whites, can't use the same restaurants as the whites?
There's plenty of places left for you people who like to mix it up to go. You know, we wouldn't want you to be too unhappy. There'd be some neighborhoods where you could hang out together.
Listen, this is one nation for all races. You can't take us back to the days of where blacks and whites eat together.
Give me that conservative, liberal mumbo jumbo. You guys are always telling how much you love all these people while you're robbing them and picking their pockets. Tell the truth, Wally. You don't care one iota about black people. You're right in there with those money-grabbing conservatives that want to go to war and make a lot of money in Central America and all over the world. You know, that's your game. You saw us run up the flag and you'd be like quail, the first one out of the country.
My game is to make it equal for all Americans, no matter what color they may be. And it just absolutely, I'm amazed to hear you say that you want to go back to the days of when we...
I want to go back to your days when you had slavery. You brought these people. You're Yeah, but you brought them in to make millions off of them, and you made millions off the poor white workers, too. That's what you did. And now you claim you love them. Baloney. You don't love them anymore, and you do the Mexican aliens coming in today. You just want to use them to make money. Don't give me that humanitarian crap.
I'm giving you Americanism. What I'm saying is all colors have an equal right. And you want to go back to the days of the early George Wallace when they can't drink out of the same drinking fountains, they can't eat out of the same restaurants, that they can't live in the same neighborhood.
Wallace was a traitor to the white people, and he turned out in the end to be George Wallace and those boys. They wanted to keep the good old thing going where they could work black, but they didn't want to socialize or live by them. You see, these are these phony conservatives and liberals, and you're all the same on that race issue. You want to work them and make money off of them, but, you know, you don't want to be around them, really.
You also have a profound hatred for the Jews in America, don't you?
You know the definition of an anti-Semite, that's someone who's hated by the Jews. So if the Jews hate me, well, I'm going to give them problems back. When I know, Wally, you would never stand up as a pro-American that you say you are if there was an intelligence agency working overtly in the United States right in Washington. No other country has it but Israel on the seventh floor of the benign brick ADL building in Washington, D.C.
Blacks, they want to be segregated. Do you believe that? I want to hear from you. Do you believe in Metzger? In the 213 or the 818 area code, it's 520-KLAC. 520-KLAC. Out in Orange County, the 714 area code is 977-KLAC. 977-KLAC. The lines are busy. Keep on trying. Hey, Metzger says, let's go back to the days of segregated restaurants. He wants to go back to the days when blacks cannot drink out of the same water fountain that whites do. He wants to go back to the days where blacks can't eat in the same restaurant that whites do. You heard him. Do we want to go back to those kind of days in America? What is this? You want to talk back? I want to hear what you think about this.
And that's how Blue Cross feels about the
Adrian resistance movement. Let's go to the phones now. Tom Metzger. Let's go to the phones now. Their phones are really ringing off the hook. Well, you're on the air with Wally George and Tom Metzger. Who's this?
This is Mohammed from West Hill.
Yes, Mohammed, you want to talk to Metzger?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead.
Say, I'm a white man. I was born a Protestant. I was converted to Mohammedism, Islam. And I think you are the biggest... Oh, I can't say on the air, man, but I hate you. With a will, man.
I thought you were the Mohammed. You're supposed to love me.
Love you? Mohammed says everyone's equal in the eyes of God. You're hating everybody. You're the biggest phony. Wally, I don't know why you let this man out of here. Just kill him.
I don't hate everybody at all.
Oh, man, you just turned against the Jews. You turned against everybody. You're the biggest. Oh, man, you're just a waste of time. I don't even know why God created you. You're going to go to hell for sure. Man, I'm going to. If I ever seen you on the street, you wouldn't get off the street.
Oh, yeah?
That's it. He says that you should not be walking the streets of America, and I agree with Mohammed.
To kill me, isn't that too bad? You know, Oliver Stone's coming out with a new movie on the order. It's called Talk Show. We're pushing that one, too. We got some inside dope on that movie. That's going to be just as great as Betrayed.
You can hardly wait to bring up more and more racist movies. You see what he's saying, what Muhammad's saying.
Wally, because you're trying to put me in your boat. You know, admit it, Wally, this is the 40s, 30s, and 20s, you were down south. You'd love it. If you were on a radio station down there, you'd have been right into segregation.
Don't try to bring me into your perversion.
Man, you're going all over. Yeah. you would have had the slaves, you would have had the servants, you would have had the nannies, all that stuff, guy. You would have loved it.
Don't put me into your bag, Metzger. You would love to have a slave right now.
I'm saying you're a great conservative. You say you are. The conservatives love that stuff. They love it.
You try to get people to think that we love it. We don't. We are conservative. We conservatives are Americans. You're not a conservative. You're a fascist. You're an Adolf Hitler lover. That's what you are.
Anything to do with you conservatives? Oh, God, conservatives.
Yeah, because your hero is Adolf Hitler. Isn't that true?
Charles Lindbergh Jr. Great hero.
London
too.
You love Hitler.
Now,
what happened to them? They got Margaret Thatcher in there. They got a conservative government.
That is down the tubes, except for the rich fat cat elite, which I know you would love.
Tell my wife that. She just came from England, and she said that everything's great over there.
And why did she leave?
Well, because she came to marry me.
Oh, I see. Why didn't you go over there? They'd love you over there.
Oh, get out. Let's go to the next caller. You're on with Wally George and Tom Metzger on KLAC. Go ahead.
Wally and Mr. Metzger.
Okay, can I have your first name?
Sure. This is Brian from North Hollywood.
Okay.
And Mr. Metzger, I've got a couple of questions for you. First, I'd like to know what was the outcome of your case with the cable company in Kansas City?
We have sued the cable company in Kansas City, the ACLU, which Wally hates, has sued the cable company in Kansas City, and we're going to take them. We'll probably own the cable company before.
Well, what's this whole thing about, this cable company?
Because a lot of these people don't believe in free speech. They only believe in free speech for certain people, and they try to take our friend's show off, and they redesigned the whole laws of cable access in Kansas City to get around putting our show on.
Well, I don't know why in the world a man like you that preaches racism should have a television show in the first place.
Either it's open to everybody or it's open to nobody. That's the way cable access is supposed to work.
But why should you get free television time on cable access to promote racism and hatred in America?
Every American has the opportunity to use cable access, and every American should do it. Every American has got an idea. In fact, for me in the United States, I'm all for it. I'm even glad they got the communists on there. I want everybody on there.
Sure. The communists, the KKK, all the people spreading hatred in America.
Free speech.
Yeah, free speech. You are abusing free speech. Let's go to the next caller. You're on with Tom Metzger, master of hate and racism. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Lori. I'm calling from Baldwin Park.
Yes, Lori. You want to talk to Metzger?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask him what nationality he is.
Well, my background's British and German.
Oh.
German, that figures. An Adolf Hitler, Nazi.
Wait a minute, I'm German.
Well, okay.
my wife is related to Eva Braun, too.
I was just wondering if he wasn't trying to cover up a little bit of African or Jewish descent or something. Maybe he...
Well, I don't know. If anybody could find that, they could sure put me out of business. However, when we really people our organization, we have the 1/16th rule. It goes back to your great-great-grandfather or mother. As long as it goes that far back, we don't worry about it. It could be an Indian or black or...
Do you think that these people are bad?
Pardon me?
What is your reasoning? Do you think that these people are bad?
No, I don't think people are bad just because they're of a different race. No, I don't believe that. But I do believe in racial separation. I do believe in races reaching out for the best of their ability to gain as much as they can in the world and keep their native creative abilities.
Well, good luck. I just don't believe that'll ever happen.
Well, why must you
naturally segregate when they get the chance to separate? People naturally do it. And look all over the United States. Everybody talks about how much they love people of other races, but when one of them moves on the block, usually they're long gone.
Well, listen, you are not going to bring back the the days in the United States of America where a black cannot walk into the same restaurant that a white does. We're not going back to those days, no matter how much you try, Metzger.
I'm going to go back to your conservative game where you just use them and abuse them. I want to go forward and let blacks have self-determination. We're picking up with Mexicans now. They've all come across the border and sit down here. I'm home. I'm the only white family left. Blacks couldn't even get on the block.
Yeah, but...
The Mexicans.
Oh, okay, hold on. Now, we're going to take a break, Tom. Stay where you are. We have... Roy George here on KLAC, the world's great American radio show. I'll be right back.
Here we go at the third and final hour of the Wally George Great American Radio Show on KLAC. Hang in there, gang. Wally's still revved up and raring to go. If you want to get involved in the action, call Wally right now in the doors.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much. Third and final hour now, the Wally George Great American Radio Show here on KLAC exclusively. And we are continuing now into our third hour. And staying with us, continuing with us, is racist Tom Metzger. Yeah. Now, in case you just joined us, Tom Metzger, you may not know, was the former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK. He now has his own racist movement called the White Aryan Resistance Movement. He has a racist television show on a public access called Race and Reason. I don't know why in the hell he's permitted on public access, where he spreads his racist hatred. He is in favor of this movie, Betrayed. He loves it because this movie shows blacks being hunted down and shot like animals. He says, in case you didn't hear it in the first hour, he says that he believes the majority of white Americans are closet racists. They don't admit it, but they are racists, and they hate blacks, and they want to be separated from them. He wants blacks separated from whites now. He wants to go back to the days of segregation. He wants to go back to the days where they have white-only restaurants, where only whites can eat. He wants to go back to the days where only whites can drink out of certain water fountains, where the blacks sit in the back of the bus. That's what he wants to go back to, whites-only neighborhoods. It's unbelievable what this man wants to do, and he's spreading his hatred day after day throughout America.
Not really, he's a sicko.
Well,
what segregation?
That's right, he wants segregation.
I hate to say it, but it's still going on in the Deep South. Why don't you go down there?
Separation.
Well, it's the same thing, Metzger.
Metzger,
segregation's a conservative game. Separation is what I want. Separation.
Yeah, but you want to have restaurants, white only.
I want people to have the choice of having white restaurants. I want blacks to have the choice of having black restaurants. And I think that we've lost freedom of choice in this country, and that's what's screwing everything up.
Do you mean to tell me that you really think that there are blacks who would like to have restaurants that have white only signs on so they can't come in and eat alongside of you?
No, there's blacks that have places like that, and if you go in them, you're going to probably get tossed out of them, and I think that that's good. I think they should be able to do it.
But you can't...
I was recently in Harlem and did two TV shows at the Apollo Theater, and I was treated with a lot of respect from people.
I find that hard to
go into Harlem on any other occasion. I would expect to be physically accosted. That's their territory. Let them have it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, we are not going to go back to the days where we hang a sign up on a restaurant saying whites only. We're not going to go back to the days where we hang a sign up on water fountains saying whites only. We're not going to do that, no matter what you say. Let's go back to the phones.
You want to do it. What you want to do is have all the rich people be able to build big walls around their estates and do it. They do it all the time. Send their kids to private schools. They discriminate all the time.
There must be
low-income housing in Beverly Hills.
Let's go to the next caller. Hello, you're on with Tom Metzger. Who's this?
Not that.
Yes, Philip, you're on with Wally George and Metzger. Go ahead.
Sure.
Yes.
I happen to be an African American man. Okay, who happens to live in America.
Can you speak up a little louder?
I happen to be an African American man who happens to live in America.
Yes.
I have goals and aspirations, you know, of my own. I want to develop myself as much as possible. And I mean, what would you have me do in the light of what you're saying? Just keep on doing what you're doing, but pay more attention to your own race, to everything you can do now. But as long as there's people like you who hinder my growth as a human being, I mean, well, that helping yourself is like helping them doesn't quite ring true to me. That's like Jesse Jackson, I'm afraid. He's made millions off of this thing.
No, that's true. I think it's very true. It's very valid because that means there's one less, you know, ineffective person out there.
But there was, you had Malcolm X, and you've got Farrakhan, a lot of these people.
I'm talking about on an individual level.
They're really putting it on the line, and they'll probably all end up getting shot by the money people because they're talking about black separation.
Well, let's talk about the individuals and not about, you know, the ideologies of certain people and certain groups. I'm talking about myself.
Well, I could sit down with you any day of the week, and I'm sure we could have a very comfortable conversation. I would tell you exactly how I feel. You hear too much gobbledygook from this sort of a West Coast imitation from Morton Dow.
Oh, you stupid idiot.
And you're hearing a lot of his stuff, getting you all prepped up that I want to go back to the old days. That was the conservatives. They loved that. I'm talking about separation. Separation, where people have self-determination.
It means exactly the same thing, Metzger, and you know damn well it does. And don't try to say that I'm a copycat of that idiot back in New York, because I had my show 6 years ago, and he's only been on the air for 6 months. So don't try to pull that baloney on me. No wonder he had you on his show. He has all of my guests on his show. He copies me.
I would recommend this young black man to write me a box 65 in Fallbrook, California, 92028, and I'll be very happy to communicate with him on a more intelligent level than you can get on this radio.
What black man or woman would want to communicate with you?
Oh, I could send you copies of all kinds of mail, very good letters from black people that say, hey, you're right. There's some of the things you say that hurt, but still, we believe you're fighting for your people, and we really believe down deep that you respect our people. And I get a lot of mail like that.
Yeah, well, how do you think blacks feel who are listening to the program right now and hearing you say that you believe that the great majority of white Americans are racist and hate blacks and don't want to be anywhere around them? How do you think that the most blacks feel when they hear you say that you want segregated restaurants and segregated buses and segregated housing and segregated neighborhoods? Do you think they really enjoy hearing that?
That's a clever trick you use, just like the liberals who you say you hate. They always say if you're racist, you automatically hate another race. And that's not true, because most of our founding fathers are racist, but I don't believe they hated black people. I think that many times the money people of them used black people, but I don't think Abraham Lincoln hated black people when he wanted to repatriate them to Africa. I don't think he hated the black race. In fact, I think he tried to help the white black race, but he was a racial separatist, just like I am.
You are a man who feels far superior in every way to the black Americans. You feel far superior to them. Sure, you would love it to have a couple of slaves in your home working in your business.
Slaves? That's a sicko thing that only you fat cat conservatives like. You like slavery. It was always the conservatives that have.
You know that.
Just reading a great book called Our Crowd about the great Jewish families in this country, and half of them owned slaves down south too. They're always talking about how much they love the blacks too.
You told me on my television show, right across America, that you feel that you and all whites are superior to blacks in every way.
If each race has self-determination, what does it make any difference? Black people can aspire to the greatness that they want to aspire to.
1988.
You know why it failed? Because the poor man, he went out, he bought the ship to try.
Garvey was a great black man.
And that failed. This is 1988 now.
You know why it failed? Because the poor man, he went out, he bought the ship. To try, he said the blacks that wanted to, he was going to help them relocate back in Africa
right.
and everything. And you know who screwed him up? Was the conservatives come in and they said...
Was the majority of blacks that didn't
they wanted.
That.
They wanted these black people to stay around here and do their cheap work and do their all their dirty jobs. That's why they wanted them.
The majority of blacks would rather stay in America. That's why his movement failed.
Didn't say that every black had to leave the country. He was just giving that option, the same as Farrakhan has done.
Some people took up that option, but most of them didn't. Most of them would rather stay.
I think the better black nationalists are the best of their race, and I think those are the people that have confidence in their future. I think there are a lot of blacks, just like a lot. Look, my biggest enemy is Tony White.
Well,
Tony White's like Wally. Talking about how much they love the blacks and how much they love the blacks. Those
are the scum. Let me add it in here. America is made up of all colors and all creeds, whites, blacks, and pinks, and yellows. I don't care what color you are, as long as you're an American, you have the same rights as a white. Now, I'm saying...
I'll challenge you now to do exactly what I challenged Mort Downey to do, because he's making millions off these shows, to take a lot of that money he's making and put his money where his mouth is and take it down into Harlem and help the black people. And you do the same in what? And quit giving me the crap how much you love these people.
I have given lots of bucks. Hey, hold on. I've given lots of money, lots of support to many black causes, and I have all through my life.
Only the ones that say, oh, yes, a man, you conservatives, you're okay.
No way. Let's
tell you another. Tom Berenger did another. That was a great movie, Platoon, too. And I thought his character in there was great, because I discovered I made a horrible mistake back in the 60s supporting that war in Vietnam. I was on the streets fighting with the anti-war people, and now the anti-war people and I are getting together, because if you ever try to pull that no-win getting us butchered again, I'm going to be leading our people out in the streets against the war, too.
Hold on. We're going to take a little commercial break. Sure. He loves Tom Berenger, and he loves the movie Betrayed, which I hope you do not go out and see, because Betrayed is the kind of movie Metzger loves. It's the story of a white racist hunting down blacks like animals at night and shooting them and killing them like animals. And that's the movie that Metzger says he wants America to see, because he believes the majority of white Americans hate blacks and would love to go out and shoot them down. I don't believe that for one tiny bit. I say people like Metzger are the great minority. And we are the majority. We'll come back to some more phone calls.
This is Michael from Santa Monica.
Yes, Michael, do you have a question for or a comment for Metzger?
Totally agree with you, Ollie. I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, but this is one issue we definitely both agree on.
See, there's no difference between these two parties. That's what I've always said.
Tom Metzger, you're an idiot. You are totally off the wall. And
we got a one-party system in this country. This just proves it. One dictatorial party. That's the way this country is run. The fat cats and Wally's friends. And they're going to keep pitching this stuff how much they love all the minority races until they rob a blind, and then they'll throw them a...
Sure. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hello, you're on with Wally George and Tom Metzger on KLAC. Go ahead.
Hello, Wally. How you doing?
Fine. Who's this?
My name is Dennis. I'm calling from West Covina.
Yes, Dennis. Do you have a question or a comment for Tom Metzger?
Yes, I do. Okay, look, I've heard his propaganda. I've heard a lot of what he's had to say. I totally disagree with it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I heard that he wants to own three states in the Midwest, in the Northwest, is it?
What I have advocated is a national conference of black leaders, white leaders, Indian Americans, and Hispanics to sit down at the table and start talking about the future of this country, because if we leave it up to Washington, D.C., this country has gone down to two periods.
Okay, but you say you want your own certain part of the state, maybe three states and maybe the Northwest or whatever.
Well, and we've also said at the same time that we're willing to make agreements with other people. A lot better than they'll get from the federal government.
I said, well, what makes you think you're going to win as a man far being your own little segregated part of the country? It's never going
to
happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, we have to complete the struggle with the central corrupt government now that's run by all the rich corporations. You know, all the media in this country is controlled by 26 corporations. And that's what Wally's so cleverly trying to cover up in the movie Betrayed, because the main thrust of the movie was changing the government in Washington. And he really gets off on the black guy on the field of Montana, which was just put in there for people to go on and on about. And so the main thrust of the movie was a war against the government in Washington.
Yeah, but the whole thing, what this man is trying to say, Tom, is it's never going to happen. You're never, ever going to get the United States of America to chase all the blocks out of all the other states and give them one little territory, like Indians living on reservations, because this is America, and they can live any damn place they want to.
I'll tell you something. This government's getting more dictatorial all the time, no matter which party's in, and they'll tell you where you're going to live and where you don't live, and if they want you separated, they'll separate. If they want you integrated, they integrate. You have no freedom of choice. And so that's the struggle. The struggle for the future of North America, the battle for North America is on. And a significant number of white people across this country are ready for it and are getting ready and recruiting more and more people, because we see through these fat cats that run Washington today.
You're never going to get the majority. You are always going to be in the minority, because the majority of real Americans will never put up for a segregated America where all the blacks are rounded up and put into one little place. That's never going to happen. This is America, where any race can go wherever they want to go, live wherever they want to live, eat wherever they want to eat, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
Majority never changes anything, Wally. I'd hate to have the majority, because they never get anything done. Any great thing in history has been pushed and won by the minority. That small percentage of fanatics, if you will, that decide they want something and they go for it. That's what'll win the game, not the majority. I thought you were a Republican type. Why would you be for all this democracy, this phony democracy?
I am a Republican, but I'm an American first, and I know what America stands for: freedom and justice for all, no matter what your color it may be.
Tell me what an American is anymore. Is it just somebody that just flops up the ship like they're getting ready to turn San Francisco into the new Hong Kong, when Hong Kong reverts back to Red China? We're already getting ready to make that a great port to bring in hundreds of thousands of Asians into the west coast of this country. Is that what you want, Wally?
What I want, Tom, that's what I've been saying to you for years and years on radio and television. What I want is what the majority of our real Americans want, not idiots like you. We want this to be a free country for all races and all colors and all creeds. That's what America is all about. Freedom and justice for all. The Pledge of Allegiance. One nation under God with freedom and justice for all. Good God, man. Don't you believe in that?
Fortune 500. Freedom for everybody in the Fortune 500. That's what you're really telling me, isn't it?
No, what you're telling me is you want freedom and justice for white Americans, but not for black Americans.
A lot of white Americans I don't have anything to do with, because all they care about is making money and materialism. I care about race and culture. These people are economic determinists, and I don't want anything to do with them, whether it's state capitalism in Russia or monopoly capitalism in this country. There's going to be a new day in this country. It's coming, Wally. Nothing can stop.
No way. And this is what you want, though, Mr. Metzger, is you do not want the same freedoms for black Americans as you do for white Americans.
What freedom? I want to tell you something. As long as you play the game and keep your nose clean, is all the time you have freedom to get drunk or just take drugs or whatever you want to do. But if you stand up and really let the system know that you know the game and how rotten it is, then you'll find out how free you are. The prisons are filled with right-wingers and left-wingers that have stood up for causes in this country. And people keep up to this amorphous mass in the middle who they are against free speech or anybody on the right, real right or the real left. And they're not going to change anything, because they're going to go along with the system until the system crumbles and they're hungry, and they're eating out of garbage cans.
Okay, let's go back. Speaking of garbage, that's who we have on the air right now, Tom Metzger. Let's go back to our phones. You're on the air with Wally George and Metzger. Go ahead.
Wally, this is Tony from Hawthorne.
Yes, Tony, go ahead.
I have to agree on some things with Tom Metzger says.
What?
Makes me mad is, okay, you say we're marrying cigarette-gate people, yet we have black colleges out there. How come no one ever condemns that? Why is it okay to have black colleges, have groups of people like the NAACP who only fight for black rights? There's white people that are being discriminated, too. I was at a job where they fired some black and white. And you know the ones that got their jobs back? Were the blacks of the NAACP.
Well, this is the case, and this happens a lot. But actually, the fact that they're just playing games with the blacks now, they're letting us think they're really going to let them get over whitey. But
well, Tony, hold on.
In the end, they're going to shaft the blacks, too. You know, you can't trust those people.
Hey, hold on, Tony. You can't tell me, though, that if you're in favor of what Tom Metzger is advocating, a segregated America where the whites don't and the blacks cannot live anywhere where the whites are, they can't eat in the same restaurants or anything else. You're not in favor of that, I would hope.
Well, we also have to recognize black crime is becoming very dangerous.
Yeah, but what about white crime?
Holly, what's the percentage of black crime compared to white crime? Look at that Juana Brawley case back in New York, all right? They made such a big deal because she accused five whites in raping her. Well, look here in Hollywood, where there's a black pimp waiting for a runaway underage white girl to come there. And what do you think she does to you? Why didn't Bill Cosby condemn that too?
Well, I said back last week, six black players hit and sodomized young white men. There wasn't anything in the papers anyplace in the country about this. Happens every day in every city around the country. But when it's a white does it to a black, my God, it's front page headlines for a month.
Are you there, Metzger?
I sure am, Wally, you old conservative, you.
Now, on the VIP line is this horrifying rodent that you have seen on my nationally syndicated television show. He is a former, in case you didn't know, the former Grand Dragon of the dreaded Ku Klux Klan. He now has his own organization called WAR, W-A-R, the White Aryan Resistance Movement.
Right, Box 65, Fallbrook, California.
Never mind the plugs. Now, you are on the show today because I haven't talked to you for some time, and I wanted to know, are you still running that racist organization, WAR?
The racist organization is growing by leaps and bounds. We're publishing a newspaper every month, a full-size tabloid. We're in 50 cities around the country with our television show, and we're just going through the roof, Wally.
Yeah, because you are appealing to perverted racists like yourself. As I have said so many times on my TV show, Tom, you are a disgrace to America because, you know, we have had so many problems with racism, bigotry, and all that kind of thing with you and the Nazi Party and all that. And I think I have long thought that people like you should be put under lock and key because what you have been doing, Metzger, and you know you have, for the majority of your adult life, what you have been doing, you have been spreading hatred and racism all across this great land, pitting white against black.
Wally, slow down.
You can answer. You have been trying to convince the majority that whites are superior to blacks. You want to segregate this nation. And I say you are a disgrace to the United States of America.
Well, number one, I'm trying to wake up the people of this country of what a crooked, rotten, criminal system, government they have now. You've been supporting. You're one of those conservatives. You supported Bush and Reagan.
Of course I did.
Yeah, the same guys that now that are sending all this food over to Somaliland and all these troops over supposedly to feed the poor black people.
Right.
But we all know, according to the L.A. Times last week, that it's all about oil. Millions and millions of acres, miles of land over there is now owned by the oil companies, Sunoco, Amoco, Phillips, and Exxon, and they're going to move in there after we take care of all the taxpayers to clean out the situation for them.
Well, by the way,
you see, that's your conservatives, your conservative fat cats. You want to draw the attention away from us white racial separatists. You want to put it on us, and draw the attention away from your crooked, corrupt, greedy, conservative friends.
Let me tell you this, Mister. You do not talk about white Americans. Whether you want to believe it or not, I've said this before to you and I'll say it again. We are all Americans, no matter what color we may be. We are all equal. We are all equal Americans with the same rights. No matter if you're white or black or yellow or brown, we are equal Americans, and you will never understand that.
I thought you weren't a Marxist.
What are you a Marxist?
Well, you got rid of the economic Marxism to a degree, but now you're still hanging on to racial Marxism. Racial Marxism, that's the number one plank. Everybody's equal. Nobody's better and higher on the totem pole than anybody else. We all just equal slaves. That's what we are. And that's racial Marxism. And Wally, you're supposed to be against Marxism.
We're not talking about Marxism, Pastor.
That's the main plank in Marxism. Everyone's equal and all that nonsense.
So you're talking about Marxism, communism, where everyone gets the same amount of money, et cetera, et cetera. That is not at all what I'm
talking. Read what Marx said about race and read what the Soviet Union's laws were on race. And that's exactly what they're trying to enforce here. And you conservatives are the Trojan horse bring it in, you know?
Don't you know the United States of America was created to be a melting pot for people from all over the world to come here and have equal rights, have the same rights to succeed, to get ahead, and just because you happen to be black does not mean that you do not have the same rights to progress and succeed as if you were white.
People came here for all kinds of reasons. People came here for greed, to carve out empires. They came here to create slavery. They came here to do all kinds of things, to create kingdoms.
What I'm saying, you refuse to accept what I'm saying is in America, this is one nation under God with liberty and justice for all, no matter what color you may be. You have the same justice. We are all equal.
And at this late date, if you believe that, you believe in the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, and a lot of other nonsense that the big shots and the people in power feed the poor working people of this country who are becoming slaves very fast. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and you help feed this nonsense to the poor working people of all races.
You don't believe in equality because you think that the whites are superior to the blacks and that the whites should always have one up on the blacks. They should get the jobs before the blacks do. And this is something that we cannot tolerate anymore in the United States of America. Now, you went to jail up in Canada for practicing your racist tactics. By the way, some of you may not recall this, but some followers and supporters of Tom Metzger not long ago went up to Oregon and they found a black man and they beat him to death with baseball bats. And of course that was Metzger inspired because that's what the Metzger clan likes to do. They like to kill blacks and other minorities. They hate blacks and Jews and all other minorities.
Well, let me take this in its order here. As far as Canada is concerned, that's interesting you bring that up because I'm catching a plane right after I talk to you, and I shouldn't even have stuck around and talked to you, and I'm going to Canada. They've said, threatened they'll put me in jail in Vancouver if I come across the border. They say they're going to slap me in jail for 2 years, and I say, catch me if you can. I'll cross your border anytime I'm damn good and ready, and there's nothing you're going to do about it.
They threw you in jail in Canada the last time because you went across the border and you lied to the border guard.
Absolutely.
They asked you what you were doing there, and you said you were there to do a little bit of shopping.
Absolutely not.
You were there to conduct some racist hate rally.
Absolutely not. I did not say I was in Buffalo to shop. They asked me what we were doing in Buffalo, and I didn't even answer. The people driving the car said they were there to shop. I didn't say that. I had a passport. I answered the questions the man asked, and I was put in jail in Canada purely because they didn't like my speech that I gave to 300 young people that are coming in around our banner every day, more and more young people, and they never charged me with a crime in Canada.
Well, what did they throw you in jail for then?
because they have a silly law up there which says they could throw you in jail on an administrative charge coming across the border for almost any reason at all.
They threw you in jail, Tom, because you were conducting undesirable racist activities in their country.
I came across that border in broad daylight with a valid U.S. passport, and I played their game that time, but from now on I'll play it my way. I'll get across the border. I played it their way. Now we'll play it the Metzger way, and I'll go up to Canada anytime I want.
Well, the Metzger way here in the United States of America is to spread hatred for blacks in America and Jews, and that's what...
The Metzger way is to spread the good news of working for the white race, and the white race is definitely has a problem worldwide. We are 12% of the world population and dropping, but yet we seem to care about every other race but our own. My main job is to work for about every other race but our own. My main job is to work for the white race. Now, if that brings any other race into a problem with me for doing that, then we'll just have to face that.
You should not, as an American, be singling out any race. We are all Americans. I would like to do away with the hyphenated American. There should be no black Americans, white Americans, Asian Americans, Chinese Americans, whatever. We are all Americans, Tom, and you should not, as a good American citizen, be working for the white race. You should be working for all of the people, to help all of the people in this country, no matter what color they may be.
The white race got what they've got. They conquered. They took over. They took what they needed. They built a great Western civilization. And we are not about, hopefully, to let the non-white third world masses, who can't even seem to feed themselves in Africa, to take over our civilization. And that's what we're fighting for, and that's it. And
are you opposing us, what we're doing right now to help these poor, starving blacks over there?
Absolutely, because you're interfering with Mother Nature. Nature says if you're too stupid to walk and go someplace where you can plant something or even revert to cannibalism to survive, then you're stupid, and then nature weeds you out. When you feed them, they're simply...
So you're saying, Tom, this is unbelievable, you're saying that the blacks who are starving over there and that we're trying to help are starving because they're stupid.
That's right. They're stupid, and they don't have enough brains to migrate somewhere where they can get food or do whatever it takes to get food. The only smart ones in the Somaliland are the leaders of the clans. The leaders of the clans, they know what they want, they take it, and they're probably living pretty good.
The reason so many of the Somalis are starving to death, women and children and the like, is because of the corruption over there. That is why they are starving, not because they are stupid.
Well, every black country in Africa is corrupt. Do you think there's any parallel there? They're all corrupt. They're all unable to support themselves.
All blacks are stupid and corrupt, in your opinion.
When left into their own condition, if you leave a purely black system, a purely black government, it'll fall, it'll degenerate, and it'll go down to nothing. That's simply the way it is. The Negroes should be thrilled to death and kiss the ground they're on here in the United States to be close to white people.
Oh, you are without a doubt. The more you speak, the more my stomach churns.
One thing I think is really interesting, we really got a good guy in the White House now with Mr. Clinton because...
Oh, you support Clinton?
Well, he's the first president we've had that I know of with a mulatto, a black child, born of a prostitute by the name of Bobby Ann Williams down in Little Rock.
What are you talking about?
There's going to be a big book come out in the spring by George Carposi that will detail his whole sordid lifestyle with many women, and one of which is a black prostitute, Bobby Ann Williams from Little Rock.
I am no fan.
His name is Danny, and I've got a picture of him right in front of me.
No, wait a minute.
And he looks just like Clinton.
Wait a minute, Mr. I am no fan of Bill Clinton, as all of my listeners and viewers know. I am not happy that he's president, but I will not have you go on the air and malign him by saying he has an illegitimate black child.
Well, if you were a real reporter, unlike this amateur conservative stuff, you would have known about George Carposi's new book coming out in the spring. It's not on the stand yet, but you can get in touch with him, get him on your show.
How credible is he?
I don't know, but get him on the show and find out.
Why are you saying that? is a fact that Clinton has a black child.
Because I got a picture of this mulatto kid. I got a picture of the kid. He looks just like Clinton, only he's dark.